I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Drug recalls occur when the quality or safety of a medicine has been compromised. To talk about drug recalls in the U.S. is Dr. Jeffrey Britton. He's an affiliate assistant professor in the College of Pharmacy, and he's the director of pharmacy support services at MUSC. Dr. Britton, first, tell us more details about drug recalls.
Well, every drug should undergo some sort of testing before it's released from the manufacturer, but sometimes there's issues discovered after those reviews are done, and that's what can start a recall. And they're typically started at the national level, so the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, is the agency that controls most drug recalls.
And how frequently do these drug recalls occur in the United States?
Drug recalls actually happen pretty often. There were over 700 recalls recorded by the FDA in the past 6 months. But keep in mind, there are hundreds of thousands of products out there. So we're talking anything from hand sanitizer to prescription medication.
Tell us about the specific categories for these drug recalls.
Actually, there's three different classes of drug recalls. There's class one, and that's where a dangerous or defective product could cause serious health problems or death. But those class one recalls are less than 5% of all of the drug recalls that are out there. A class two recall is where a product might cause temporary health problem or pose a slight threat of a serious nature. And class three is where a product is unlikely to cause any adverse health reactions, but it violates FDA labeling or some other manufacturing law.
Give us some examples of drug recalls that have happened related to prescription medicines.
An example you may have heard about was the recall of a popular heartburn medication. This was due to the presence of an impurity, which is basically an ingredient that shouldn't be there, was detected in those drugs. There have also been some recalls of specific types of blood pressure medications due to impurities in those tablets as well.
When a medicine is recalled, how do we know if our medicine is affected?
There are a lot of manufacturers for a lot of different drugs, so it is brand specific. And within those brands, there's what we call a lot. Think of a lot as the batch of drug. So most recalls from the FDA are lot number specific. There's communication sent out through FDA or manufacturer channels, and then those specific batches are removed from the market.
And if indeed a medication that we take was recalled, what do we do?
The best thing to do is talk to your pharmacist and make sure that you are affected, and then it's a great time to have a conversation with your pharmacist or your physician to determine how to best proceed. So sometimes it might be more harmful to just suddenly stop taking the medication versus continuing to take it, depending on the reason for the recall. Sometimes recalls are just based on a labeling misprint, and other times they could be for some type of impurity in the product, which might be harmful.
When these recalls happen, what can we do to stay informed?
The FDA has a lot of free resources. If you have access to a computer, you can even sign up for email alerts when a drug is recalled.
Dr. Britton, how can individuals be proactive about the safety and quality of the medications that they're taking?
My job is medication safety, so I always encourage folks to be proactive and take the lead in their own medical health. I think it's important to learn about the medications they're taking, the reasons that they're taking them, and any type of side effects they may want to watch out for that would cause them to talk with their provider.
Dr. Britton, thanks for providing information about drug recalls.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.